先祷告，然后开始哥罗西书的学习。
Lord, we are going to be returning again to the book of Colossians, and we pray that you will help us study, help us understand, and help us to grow, Lord. We would like to be colossal Christians too.
主啊，我们再次回到学习哥罗西书，请您帮助我们。帮助我们学习，帮助我们理解，帮助我们成长，帮助我们成长成为一个巨人的基督徒。
So guide us, we pray. Help us in all things. We ask in Jesus' name.
所以呢，请引导我们，指导我们，我们为所有的祷告，我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well. As you know, we've been studying in Colossians for a few weeks now. My question to you is, what does the word Colossi mean?
你们大家都知道，我们已经几个星期以来一直学习哥罗西书。
Okay, so Chelsea's the one who's got it now. Chelsea's going like this. And what she means is very big. Okay.
Yeah.这个格罗西的意思呢，全是这样的，手势比我们知道。
I've been trying to think of the opposite of colossal, and the English word that I've come up with is minuscule.
所以呢，我在一直想一个和那个格罗西这个巨大的一个反义词，在那个英语里，我出现在脑子里就是一个小的。
Colossal means very big.
所以那个哥罗西是非常大。
The word minuscule means very small.
所以那个 minuscule 呢是微小，非常微小。
And so we would like to be big for Jesus' sake.
所以呢，我们一定要为了主的缘故，主耶稣缘故变得巨大。
And we would like to be big for our eternal glory and blessing.
所以我们要变得巨大，为我们永恒的荣耀和永恒的赐福。
And so we've learned that the great need that we have is to be filled with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only one who is big.
因为我们最大的需求呢，就是我们要让主耶稣来充满我们。耶稣是那个唯一的巨大的。
And as we allow him to be big in our lives, so we will be big. But if he's not big in our lives, excuse me, we will have no power, no ability, and really no quality of life.
现在如果我们允许主耶稣在我们的人生里，那我们就会变得巨大。
And I'm not sure precisely how far we got in our readings last week, but I think we were in the beginning verses of chapter 3, were we not?
Yes, chapter 3, verse 1.
All right. So we're going to start chapter 3 again, and I want to remind you that we need to be big in our actions, but in order to be big in our outputs, we have to be big first in terms of what comes in.
因为我要提醒大家的是呢，我们不光是要让我们的行动力变得巨大。也是我们的，如果说我们的外表也变得巨大，就是除非那个巨大的东西进到里面来，我们才能这样。
To make a plant grow big and strong, you must give it lots of water and lots of food, lots of fertilizer. You've got to feed it well to make it strong.
如果你要让一个植物变得非常强壮的话，你们必须得不断的浇水，不断的加营养，不断的往里面浇东西，它才会变得巨大强壮。
So it is in the Christian life. If we feed ourselves the Lord Jesus Christ, we will be strong.
在我们基督徒的人生里，如果我们让主耶稣来喂养我们，我们就会变得强壮。
Therefore, you'll remember we considered in chapter 2 just a couple of verses. Verse 3 says, in Jesus Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
所以我们如果回到哥罗西书第二章第三节是这样说，所有智慧知识的财宝都藏在它里面。
So we are to know much about Jesus.
所以我们要认识更多的关于我们的主耶稣。
All right, and then verse 2, also says in verse, I guess it's chapter 2 and verse 10, you have been given fullness or you are complete in Christ.
现在在哥罗西第二章第十节里，你们在他里面也得以完全，也就是也得到了丰盛。
So we don't need lots other than Christ, but we do need much of the Lord Jesus Christ.
除了主耶稣以外，我们不需要任何其他东西，但是我们确实需要更多的我们的主耶稣基督。
So now chapter 3 and verse 1, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
第三章第一节说，所以你们若真与基督一同活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
And as we were discussing last week, we are responsible to turn our heart and to fill our heart with the good things of Jesus.
因为在上个星期我们讲到的呢，就是说我们要让我们的心转向主，或者是让我们的心充满了主耶稣。
So we don't follow our heart. We have a responsibility to lead our hearts. We must teach our hearts to love the right thing.
现在我们不要让我们的心领导我们，我们的职责是要引导我们的心去做正确的事。
And therefore we set our hearts on things above. And I probably have told you before about my friend who many years ago lived in Scotland.
因为可能告诉过大家这样一个故事，我的朋友很多年前他住在苏格兰。
She had a boyfriend who lived in Canada.
她有一个男朋友呢，住在加拿大。
She was down at the ocean in Scotland one day, and one of her other men friends came to her and said, "Why don't you come out with me?"
因为有一天呢，他来到苏格兰的那个海边，然后他的另外一个朋友是男的，他过来说，你为什么不跟我在一起呢？
And she was looking, standing on the west coast of Scotland on the ocean, and she pointed across the ocean and she said, "I can't go out with you. My heart is over on the other side of the ocean."
因为他站在西海岸的苏格兰的边上，他说呢，我不能跟你在一起，因为我的心已经在越过了大洋的那一边，所以我不能跟你在一起。
And a couple of years later, she married my friend who was on this side of the ocean. She said, "I have set my heart on him, not on other things."
因为后来他就和那个结婚了，结婚了以后呢，在这边结婚了，他就说呢，我把我的心设置在大洋的那一边。
So we must set our hearts, but verse 2 says, we must set our minds on things above, not on earthly things.
因为我们必须设置我们的心。第二节说，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
So the question is, what are you thinking about?
因为这个问题就是你在想什么。
And some men say, well, I'm thinking about a new car.
有些人说我在考虑一个新的车。
Some women say, well, I'm thinking about some new clothes.
有些妇女说呢，我在想一个新的衣服。
And other people say, I'm thinking about my family.
其他人说呢，我在想我的家。
And the Lord says, that's all well and good, but set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. What are you thinking about? I'm thinking about going to heaven.
原来这个也是好的，但是主跟我们说呢，你们要思念爱慕上面的事儿。我们要爱慕什么事呢？我们要想着去天堂。
I think about what I'm going to be saying to Jesus on Judgment Day.
因为我想着我在什么时候在审判日的那一天，我可以给主耶稣什么。
I'm thinking about what I can do today in order to be ready to meet him tomorrow.
因为我在想着今天我可以做什么，然后我可以准备好明天就碰见我们的主耶稣。
Now,the principle is beginning here. It'll carry on over the next verses. But the question is, what do you actively think about?
这个原则就是呢，就放在下面一节继续。所以这个问题就是你在想什么，这是很重要。
And we've got to learn to think about the right thing.
我们必须学会想正确的事。
Most of us don't think the way we ought to think.
因为我们中的大多数人并没有去思考像我们该思考的那种方式去思考。
Many of us don't think enough.
因为我们中许多人呢并没有足够的去想。
And the people who are successful in life are people who think more.
因为在人生中成功的那些人呢，都是那些思考多的那些人。
And so the teaching of the Bible is we've got to think, keep thinking. Don't let your mind do nothing. That's the devil's plan. Jesus' plan is keep thinking.
因为这个圣经的教导就是我们要一直保持思考。我们要不要让你的思维什么都不做，这是魔鬼想让你做的。主耶稣要求我们是要你们保持思考。
But the question is, what should we think?
问题是呢，我要想什么呢？
And many of us think the wrong things, and that is not good. Don't think the wrong things.
有些人呢，一直在思考那些错误的事儿，这是不对的，所以不要去想那些错误的事儿。
Now, why do we think about things above rather than earthly things?
为什么我们要想上面的事儿，不是想地球上的事儿呢？
And verse 3 simply says, because you have died.
因为呢，第三节简单的说，因为你们已经死了。
Now, many years ago, our mother died.
因为很多年前，她的妈妈死了。
We took her body to the graveyard and we buried her.
然后他们把她的身体呢带到墓地，然后把她埋了。
Then about 10 years after that, our father died. And we took him to the graveyard and we buried him.
10年以后他的父亲也死了，他们也把他带到墓地去，也把他埋了。
And the fact is, we really haven't been back.
因为事实是呢，我们就没有回来。
We don't go to the graveyard very often.
他们就从来没有回到墓地去，他们也不经常去墓地。
Why don't we go to the graveyard? Don't we remember our mother and father?
他们为什么不去那个墓地呢？他们思念他的父亲和母亲吗？
And the answer is yes, we do remember them.But you see, they're not in the graveyard.
因为事实上我们真的是思念他们，但是他们确实不在墓地里。
What's left of their bodies are there. But they're in heaven. We think about them often. We rejoice in their memory. I sometimes think about what I'm going to say to them when I meet them. But there's not much point in going to the graveyard because you can't say anything to anybody in the graveyard. And so we set our minds on things above because not only have they died, but we have died. When we trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, we said, I'm a sinner, therefore I'm dead in sins. I've got new life in Jesus. My life is in heaven.
现在主以后我们死了，我们有了一个新的生命，我们的老我死了，我们新的生命是在天堂里。So
the Lord Jesus Christ, sorry, the Christian is far more interested in eternal life than he is in this life.
所以呢，基督徒他们更看重的是那个永生，而不是今生。But
thinking about heaven, thinking about the eternal life does not come automatically.
所以呢，你去想永生，去想天堂，并不是说自动就出来了。We
have got to set our minds on things above.
因为我们必须要把我们的思想设置在上面，天堂上面。So
many years ago, I got a job working in a big building. They gave me an office with a beautiful view. And I could look out the window and I could see the Vancouver Harbor and I could see North Vancouver City, and I could see the mountains, I could see the snow, I could see the blue sky.
因为我看出去，我能看到温哥华港，看到北温，看到山，看到山上的雪云，蓝天。
It was absolutely beautiful.
是完完全全美丽的。
And so I said, all right, Harold, where are you going to put your desk?
所以呢，我跟自己说，Harold，你把你的办公桌放在哪里呢？
And I said, what I want to do, I want to put my desk facing out the window.
我要把我的办公桌呢，面对着窗户望着。
So that I can see all the beautiful, I can see the boats in the harbor, and I can see the birds, and that's what I wanted to do. And then I said, Harold, the company didn't hire you to look out the window. The company hired you to work. So I set my desk so that my back was to the window. That way I had my mind on my work rather than the rest of the world.
这样的方式下，我想的都是工作，而不是想到外面的事情。
Now we set our lives so we're looking to Jesus rather than looking down at all the things in the world.
因为我们把我们的思想设置在上面，去看主耶稣，而不是看下面的这个世界的其他的东西。
And so the next line says, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. So really, where is my life now? Well, basically, it's hidden with Jesus Christ. And the world looks on and says, Harold, you're not doing as well, you know, as you could do. You could make a bigger deal yourself if you wanted to, you know. And I say, I don't want to become a colossus in this life. I want to be colossal in that life.
因为呢，我说我不想在这个今生里变得巨大，我要在那个生命里变得巨大。Verse
4 says, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you, then we also will appear with him in glory.
第四节说，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
So if you want to know what I really am, then I say, take a look at me after I go to heaven.
知道我是一个什么样的人，我就说，当我去了天堂以后，你再来看。
Then you'll know whether I'm big or small.
然后你就知道我是巨大的还是微不足道的。Then
you'll know whether there's any praise or not.
然后你就知道有任何的那些赞美和没有。When
Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then we will appear with him in glory.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，我们就要与他一同显现在荣耀里。So,
I've told you before that when we go up in the rapture, you'll look at me, you'll see my new body, and you'll say, oh, Harold, you are really handsome.
因为我告诉你们，以前当那个教会被提的时候，我们一同被提到上面去的时候，你再看见我，你说，Harold，你长得太英俊了。That'll
happen when I get a new body.
那个当我得到一个新的身体以后，就会发生。But
it's going to be quite different because you see, I'm not only going to get a new body, I'm going to get glory. I'll get a little glory. Or I'll get a lot of glory. And that'll depend on what I'm thinking about, where my heart is now. And that will be a revelation to us all.
这个呢，就是所有的给我们启示的。Now
Paul says, if that's your objective, to be a colossus in glory for Jesus, there are some things that you must do.
因为使徒保罗说呢，如果你要在将来成为一个巨大的基督徒，那么现在你要开始思考一些事儿。
Verse 5 says, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry.
所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如同淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就像拜偶像一样。
Now there are two themes in that verse, two things that have to be put to death.
因为这里面有两样的东西，你要把它致死。
The first one is sexual immorality.
第一个呢就是淫乱。
And the second one is greed or covetousness, or in some respects just the love of money.
因为第二个呢就是污秽邪气恶语就是一些爱钱那样的一些事。
And these represent the two things which naturally men and women think about.
所以呢，这里呢就和自然的男人和女人他们会去想的两样事情。
It is true for all people in all societies.
所以呢，这个呢，对所有的人，对所有的我们社会上的人都是适用的。
It is especially true of people living in Canada today.
特别呢，对我们今天活生活在加拿大的人来说，也是这个事实。
And Hollywood, the visual media, movies, and internet, and so on, they tend to focus our attention on those two things.
因为好莱坞还有那些媒体，它所有的网上的东西，都是想把我们的注意力吸引到那两样事情上去。
A new girlfriend or boyfriend and lots more money.
因为有一个新的女朋友，或者一个新的男朋友，或者有一大堆钱。
And it's interesting that verse 5 says regarding the things of the earthly nature. It talks first of all about sexual immorality and impurity, but then it goes on and talks about lusts and evil desires.
这里非常有趣的，在第五节里，首先呢，这里谈到的就是淫乱和污秽，然后接着呢，就谈邪情和恶欲。
The sexual immorality probably refers to adultery and fornication.
所以呢，这个呢，淫乱呢，大部分就是包括着通奸和其他的那些不道德的性关系。
And the Bible says that's obvious. We're not supposed to be involved in that kind of immorality. We don't get involved with another man's wife. We don't get involved with someone who is not our own spouse. We must not do that. And we basically agree that's wrong. The world does it. We say, no, we're Christians. We must not do that.
圣经基本上说呢，我们作为基督徒不应该牵扯到里面去，我们不应该和其他的人的妻子或者丈夫有关系，我们也不应该和其他的不属于你妻子以外的人有关系。但是呢，世界并不认为这是错的，我们认为这是错的，世界认为这是可以的。
But the problem is not just what we do in this area, but it is what we think in this area.
这个范围内呢，不光是我们这个问题，不光是我们怎么去做，而是我们也不要这么去想。
And so the verse says, we must put to death lust, which would be thinking about wanting something that is not pure in God's eyes.
下面讲的是邪情，邪情就是说呢，我们甚至不要去想那些在神的眼里是不洁的那样的事情。
And the other argument is evil desires.
另外一个呢就是恶欲。
Evil desires is wanting something and thinking about something that would be wrong.
所以呢，恶意呢，就是想要一些什么事儿，去思考一些什么事儿，那会是错的那些事儿去想。So
the Bible doesn't just say you're a Christian now, therefore you can't have all those other girlfriends, boyfriends, or all the other things that you might once have done.
所以呢，这个呢，圣经不是说你现在是个基督徒，你仍然可以拥有那些其他的你的男朋友们、女朋友们、其他的。But
now we're told we're not even to think like that. Don't let the thoughts get into your mind.
现在呢，圣经告诉我们，你想都不要想，连那样的想法都不要进到你的思维里面去。
The same thing is true of covetousness. You don't think, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if I had $10 million?
因为这实际上呢，你想的就是一种贪婪。如果说我有啊一千万美元，那是一个很好的。
Wouldn't it be wonderful if I had more things, if I had more, whatever you want?
因为这个呢你去想说啊这个太美妙了，如果我有很多其他的东西，就是你什么任何事情你想的，这都是不对。
So this verse says, the Christian is one who practices mind control.
因为这一节经文告诉我们，基督徒呢，他们是在控制他们的自己的思维的。
Now, it's not always that easy to do.
因为呢，这个通常是不容易做到的。
But it does have great benefit to those who fill their minds with things that are correct.
因为对那些把自己的大脑里充满了那些正确的事情的人来说，对他们是益处相当大。
The first Psalm talks about the fact that the man of God, the woman of God, meditates, thinks about the things of God, the word of God, day and night.
诗篇第一篇说呢，属神的人，他们昼夜思考，想神的事。
And because they do that, everything they do prospers.
因为他们这样去做呢，他们每做一件事都会成功。
The book of Proverbs says and teaches that if you don't do that, you will end up going in the wrong direction.
所以箴言呢也告诉我们，如果你们不那么去做，你就会走错方向。
So the book of Proverbs says we've got to know what wisdom is, then we think wisdom so that we can act wisely and we will have the blessing of God.
因为箴言说呢，我们要首先要去知道智慧是什么，然后呢用智慧去思考，然后这样我们就可以得到从神来的赐福。
Therefore, two huge problems in the world today.
在当今世界上有两个巨大的问题。
It is true for all of us who are mature in age.
所以我们大家呢都在年龄上都成熟了。
And it is especially true of our children.
因为特别的我们的孩子们也成熟。
The mass media are saying to them, children, you will never be happy unless you have lots of money and lots of things.
因为媒体呢大量的跟我们的孩子说呢，孩子们，除非你有大量的钱，否则你不会幸福。
And then it says, and your true happiness will come from sexual immorality in one form or another. You must think about that all the time.
然后他们告诉孩子们呢，你的真正的喜乐是来自那些不道德的性关系。然后呢，如果你有这些，你就会有快乐。
And the facts are that the consequences of that will be their destruction.Rather than their blessing.
所以呢，这个呢，他们如果这么去做，最后的结果呢，是被他们被摧毁，而不是得到赐福。
And that is why some of us are in great lamentation as we see what the world is doing today, filling their minds with things that are not of God. All it will do is bring their distress.
所以呢，这个里面呢，就是我们今天为这个世界感到悲哀的。他们不是想的所有的事情是从神来的，而是他们逐渐的走向灭亡。
And so, verse 6 says, because of these, the wrath of God is coming upon those who follow those evil things.
第六节说，因为这些事，神的愤怒必降临在那些悖逆之子，就是那些跟随世界教他们的那些事的人身上。
What is the future of Canada and the United States and the rest of the world which acts like them?
所以呢，加拿大的未来和美国的未来，还有整个其他世界上的未来是在哪里呢？
And the answer is the wrath of God must come upon them because they not only are doing bad things, but far worse than that, they're thinking bad things.
这个原因呢，不光是他们去做一些坏事，而且他们一直在想干坏事。
So the question is, why did the Lord destroy the world in the days of Noah?
所以呢，为什么主耶和华要摧毁在挪亚时代的那个世界呢？
And it was not just because they did a lot of bad things.
这个并不仅仅是因为他们干了很多坏事。
The Lord destroyed the world in the days of Noah because, and I will quote, the every imagination of their heart was only evil continually. They were always thinking bad thoughts. God said, I must destroy you. You're always thinking bad thoughts.
因为主耶和华摧毁挪亚的那个世界的原因呢，就是他们在内心一直就是在思考邪恶的东西，他们一直想这些邪恶的事儿，所以主耶和华说：“我必须摧毁你们，你们太邪恶了。” So
the apostle says to the Colossians, "You used to be like that, but you can't think like that anymore. You have got to control your thought life."
所以那使徒保罗说，你们曾经也是像他们那样的，但是呢，你们现在不能再那么去思考了，你必须控制你的思维。The
question is this important?
你问题是这个重要吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案是当然重要。And
when you get older like me, then you say, it's yes, and I know it for two reasons.
让我这么老的时候，你说知道，是的，我知道，有两个原因。
I know it, number one, because the Bible says so.
第一个原因呢，是圣经这么说的。
And I know it, number two, because I have observed it. Down through the years, in and around my own life, I've observed that if you think bad thoughts, if you don't follow thought wisdom, you will be in terrible trouble. You will know the wrath of God.
第二个原因呢，是这些年我的人生这么多年的人生，我观察到的。观察，如果你不去做正确的事儿，你不会去正确的思考，你不控制你的思维，最终神的愤怒就会临到你的身上。
Now the wonderful message is in the next verses. It says, you used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived.
因为奇妙的是在下面一节第七节说，当你们在这些事中活过来的时候，也曾这样行过。So
if you were to go up to the Colossian believers before they became Christians, and you said to me, to them, excuse me, will you please tell me what you're thinking?
因为这些，如果你有机会去这些哥罗西的人，在他们成为基督徒之前。 你去问他们说，对不起，你告诉我们你现在在想什么？
If they were honest, they would say I was thinking bad thoughts.
跟他们诚实的话，他们说我正在思考那些坏事。
But the wonderful thing is that Paul didn't say that's the way you used to think, therefore there's no hope for you.
因为这个使徒保罗并不是说因为你 曾经那么想过，所以对你们来说，你们没有指望。He
simply said, that's the way you used to think, but you don't have to think that way anymore. The Lord Jesus can control your thoughts.
他说呢，这就是你们曾经这么去想的，你不要再这么去想了，我们的主耶稣基督可以控制你的思维。
And I don't know how that makes you feel, but that gives me great encouragement. And it says, Harold, the Lord is able to change you. Jesus Christ makes a difference.
我不知道你们怎么想，但是我说呢，Herod那个对我来说是极大的鼓励，主耶稣改变了我，主耶稣可以把我变成不一样。Now,
here's the next, or the next thought, and it goes like this. Verse 5 says, put to death these things. How seriously do we have to fight against these bad thoughts?
所以呢，我们要去面对这些坏的东西有多么的严重呢？
We got to fight against them to the point where we actually kill them off.
所以呢，我们要一直战斗在什么样一个地步呢？直到把他们致死。
How do you control your thoughts?
你怎么去控制你的思想呢？
And there are, I'm sure there are many ways of controlling your thoughts, but I'm going to tell you one of the ways that I use to control my thoughts.
有很多的方式去控制你的思想，但是我要告诉你一件。
Okay, years ago when I was a university student, I used to have bad dreams.
多年前当我还是一个大学生的时候呢，我通常会做噩梦。
Sometimes the dreams were so bad that I would wake up and then I would roll over and I would dream the same dream again.
有时候这个噩梦的是如此的难受，我就会被惊醒，然后我躺下转个身又继续做噩梦。And
I said, this is ridiculous. So there were times when I would get out of bed and I would walk around my room until I was really, really awake. And then I'd go back to bed again and sleep because I couldn't control those thoughts.
这个是太荒谬了，所以当时呢，我就有一种甚至到一种什么地步呢，我必须起床，然后在房间里到处转圈，转完了以后，我说我要控制这样的一些坏的思想，然后再回去睡觉，因为我控制不了，所以我必须转圈。Well,
that sometimes works, but you've probably noticed that when you get up and walk around, you can still think of what it was you were thinking about before.
所以呢，有时候呢，那个东西呢，也有效。但是有时候呢，不管你在房里转多少圈，你思维里仍然在想那些你以前想的事情。So
what I find I do more and more now is this.
因为我发现呢，我后来越来越多的做的是这样的。When
I'm tempted to think thoughts that I shouldn't think, then I say, all right. Start thinking thoughts you should think.
所以呢，当我受试探要去想那些我不该想的事的时候呢，我跟自己说，你不应该去想这些事儿。And
so I quote in my mind, I quote the Bible. And I quote verse after verse after verse after verse of the Bible.
然后呢，我在我的大脑里去引用圣经上的经文。
And you know, it's wonderful.
你知道是太奇妙了。
When I quote verses from the Bible, my memory is so bad that I can't remember what I shouldn't think about. All I can remember is the good things I am thinking about.
因为当我引用圣经的时候呢，我的记忆不好，但是我不知道，我要去引用哪一节我该去想的事情。And
so I just keep on quoting the verses, and my mind starts to work on the truth of the verses that I'm quoting. And I quote wonderful verses about Jesus, and I think about him, and I don't think about those bad things. Now, having a bad memory makes that work quite effectively. That's a good thing.
因为如果你记忆不好，那么你那么去做呢，就是一个非常好的办法去做。
But the question is, where do the bad thoughts come from anyway?
那问题就是那些坏的想法是从哪里来的呢？
Many times bad thoughts come from the devil himself.
你很多时候呢，这个坏的想法是来自魔鬼的。
And he can put some bad thoughts in your mind, and he just drops them in there, and then you can work on it. The devil likes to plant evil and let it grow in your heart and mind.
因为魔鬼呢，他只是说把那种坏的念头想法放到你的大脑里，然后你自己开始思考。所以魔鬼他喜欢种一些恶的念头，然后在你大脑里就不断的生长。
But the devil is very, very smart. And if he starts putting bad thoughts into your mind, and you immediately turn them around and start focusing on the good things of God and on scripture, the devil is going to say, I better not do that again. Every time I try to do bad, God makes it good.
因为那个魔鬼呢，他是非常聪明的。他每次把那邪恶念头放在你大脑的时候呢，你就转向神的话。那转向神的话，神就把这些恶的变成了好的。所以那个魔鬼说：“我最好不这么做，因为每次我这么做，他都变好了。”
And so Scripture says, "Resist the devil, and he will flee from you."
因为经文说呢，你抵抗魔鬼，他就会逃跑。So
if the devil wants to put bad thoughts in your mind, you kill them off immediately by quoting scripture and turning your mind to the things of God.
因为如果那个魔鬼把邪恶的念头放在你大脑里，你马上用引用神的话把那个邪恶的念头给杀死。And
the devil says there's not much point in trying to tempt them anymore because every time I try to tempt him, every time I try to tempt her, she turns it and she's meditating, rejoicing on the good things of God. Instead, I'd better stop doing that, the devil says.
那个魔鬼说呢，这样做已经没有任何意义了。当每次我想引诱他去做一些坏事的时候，他每次都把那个思维转到好的事情，转到神那里去，他会变得越来越好。所以我最好再不把那些邪恶的念头放到他大脑里去。
All right, again, now, this is very, very serious because it says kill off these bad thoughts. Don't think them.
这里呢，大家要知道，这是一个非常非常严肃的事情，要把它治死，不要再去想那些事儿。Where
does divorce come from?
那个。 离婚从哪里来的呢?
Thinking bad thoughts.
你想坏的事情。
Where does discontent with the affairs of this life, with the good things of this life, where does that come from? Thinking bad thoughts.
你呢，对这个今生的不满足，这个坏的想法是从哪来的呢?
Don't think the bad thoughts. Kill those bad thoughts off. Kill them off.
你呢，不要去想那些坏的念头，把他们杀了，完全杀死。
Corrie Ten Boom was a woman who suffered severely during the Second World War under the hand of the communists, not the communists, under the hand of the German Hitler's people during the Second World War.
因为这个叫Jimmy Hoare的那个妇女呢，在第二次大战之中，遭受了极大的苦难，因为当时的希特勒纳粹在控制着整个世界。
there was a particular man in the concentration camp who was extremely wicked, and he was a terrible man toward this woman, Corrie Ten Boom.
所以呢，这个呢，在当时的纳粹的集中营里有一个极其邪恶的人，他在这个妇女身上干了很多坏事。
And after the war was over, she actually met him.
因为当二次大战结束的时候，他们再次碰到了。
And somebody said to her something like, "Can you remember all the bad things he did to you?"
有些人跟他说呢，你记不记得他对你所做的所有的坏事？
She said, "No, I distinctly remember asking the Lord to make me forget those bad things."
他说我完全不记得了，因为我一直就祈求主帮助我忘掉他对我所做的。
She said, "I'm not going to continue to remember them. I will not remember those bad things." And she had to think of good things instead of those bad things.
但是呢，我告诉自己不要再去想那些不好的事情，我要一直想好的事情，而不是去想那些坏的事。
And now having killed off those bad things, verse 8 says, but now you must rid yourselves also of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips.
所以呢，在上面讲的知识了以后，第八节说：“那现在你们要弃绝这一切的事情，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语。”
So you kill off the first group, and then you put off the second group by continually saying, "I am not going to be there."
所以呢，第一个步呢，你在把那些坏的第一组的杀掉，然后你这对我自己说，我要一直去想那些好的事情。
Anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language, they may come back. They may come to, you may be reminded of them. Don't do them. If they come back, put them off again. Put them off again. Put them off again.
那些恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、亵渎、并恐惧污秽的语言可能会回来，但是呢，不要让它回来，要弃绝它，把它让它弃绝它们。
Now, verse 9 says, "Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices."
9节继续说，不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为。
Don't tell lies. Do everything in your life in such a way as what they see is what they get.
所以呢，不要撒谎，在你的人生中做一切的你看到的和他你得到的那些事儿。
Don't be the kind of person who says, "If you really knew what I was like on the inside."
所以呢，不要跟别人说你看见我真的是跟我里面的是一样的吗？
Be the kind of person on the inside that you want people to see on the outside. Don't tell lies in your life.
所以呢，在你的里面要善良，在外面呢，也要别人看着你也是善良的，不要说谎。
So the picture here is almost like the actions that you go through when you get up in the morning.
这里一个画面呢，就是说，这跟你在早晨起来的时候基本上是一样的。
Have you ever noticed that there's a considerable difference between your appearance when you get out of bed and the appearance when you leave the house a half an hour later?
因为你们大家记不记得，当你早晨起来的时候是什么样子？ 然后在一个半小时后，你离开房间以后是个什么样子？
And some of us have noticed that there's really a dramatic difference.
有些人说呢，这里面确实有一个戏剧性的不同。
And sometimes I have to say to myself, Harold, it's a good thing that you don't look like, when you get into your car the same way as when you get out of your bed.
所以呢，有时候我跟自己说 ，Harold， 你这是好事儿。你并不当你进到你车里的时候，跟你在从床上起来的时候样子并不一样。
Now, the same thing is true spiritually as in the physical realm.
因为同样的事情在属灵里也是和。
For us to be ready to meet the world, we've got to put off the old nature things and put on the things that are of Christ. We've got to put off the old and put on the new.
因为当我们准备好去面对这个世界的时候，我们要把所有的一切的东旧的东西都去掉，然后把所有的主的给我们新的东西穿上，就要把新的东西穿在你身上。
Now, some of you have noticed, and I've got to be careful, I'm not thinking of anybody in particular, but some of you have noticed that it is harder to look good after you've put yourself together in the morning than it used to.
因为我是说你们大家可能注意到，但是我也不想说让你们每个人对号入座，正好说自己头上。
And sometimes you say to yourself, you know, I've tried to look good for the last 15 minutes and it still hasn't worked very much.
你有时候呢，你们可以觉得要把你变得很好是一件很难的事。
And some of us could become rather discouraged.
你已经搞了十几分钟，你仍然是那个样，所以有时候你都失望。
But verse 10 says, you put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator.
那第十节说穿上的新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如造他主的形象。
Okay, what's that mean?
这什么意思?
It means it doesn't matter how bad you look naturally. You let Jesus work on your heart and in your heart, and he will renew you into the image of your creator.
因为这个意思就是不管你有多糟糕，主耶稣呢，他会在你身上做工，然后把你渐渐的更新的正如造他的主的形象一样。
So the old man says, you know, in my body, every morning when I get up, the wrinkles are deeper. Took me a long time to recognize that every morning I got up, I had less hair on my head than I did the day before.Things were getting worse. They were getting worse.
你那个这对脑的事，你说每天早上起来都是很难的。当你照镜子的时候，你说我的皱纹也多了一点，头上头发也少了一点，我的情况是越来越糟，越来越糟。
But the spiritual parallel is exactly the opposite.
因为那个属灵的这个比方呢，就恰恰是跟这个。
And as you grow as a Christian, every day,you get up and you put off the old man and you put on the new man, and the new man looks better every day than it did before.
因为每天你起来的时候，你把那个旧人脱掉，穿上新人，那个新人呢，就是看起来比前一天越来越好。
And that is there to give us much hope.
这就给了我们很大的希望。
And you can get downright excited about that.
你会可以感到为此感到兴奋。
You don't get so excited when you see the handsomeness and the beauty in your body fade, but you can get excited when you see the beauty of Jesus quietly maturing in your life.
你不会就是为你的自己自然的身体、自己的美貌的衰减而感到兴奋，而你是该为了主耶稣他的美。他的那个在你身上所显现的那种美而感到兴奋。
And then verse 11 says, that this is true of all people. There is no Greek or Jew, no circumcised or uncircumcised, no barbarian or Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and in all.
因为这对所有人适用，所以第十一节说，在此并不分希腊人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希利古人、为奴的、自由的、为有基督，是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
For whom and in whom do all these wonderful principles work?
因为在谁里面，向着谁，这些美丽的事情可以有效。
And the answer is in everybody who trusts the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
答案是呢，对那些所有的信主耶稣基督为他的救主的人有效。
These principles work. Doesn't matter who the world might think you are. Doesn't matter what your background. Doesn't matter what you've done and what you are doing. Doesn't matter whether you come from good or bad. All things will work for your good if you simply follow these procedures.
这些东西所有的事情，所有的事情在你身上都是为你好，最后呢，就成为，让你成为一个好的人。So
the wonderful thing about the truth of God is this, it works.
所以呢，对神的真理这个奇妙的地方呢，就是它有效。Okay,
so you've all spent a lot of money on something. It's maybe a gadget, it's maybe some pills, it's maybe something else, and you buy it, and you use it for a while, and you say, this is no good, it doesn't work right.
所以呢，不管你有多少钱，你在这个世界买什么，你就算你买所有的东西，最后呢，你说这个东西不对，这个没有用。
Paul says these principles work, you live them, and you will be colossal.
所以呢，使徒保罗说这个原则是实用的。如果你这样去做的话，你就会变成一个巨人。
And it doesn't matter who lives them, they will be colossal.
就不管你是谁，最后呢，你就会变成巨人。
All right. And then Paul goes on and he lists again some of the wonderful things that we should be doing.
所以呢，使徒保罗继续，他就说呢，列出了一些非常美丽的事，我们应该去做的。He
says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bear with each other, forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Just do these things. This is how you live life. Just keep quietly doing them.
第十二节、第三节，所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这些人与那些人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容、彼此饶恕。这就是你们大家要做的一些很奇妙的事情。
And these are lovely characteristics that we can have in our lives because of what Jesus has done for us. We can be people of compassion.
这些都是一些可爱的事情在我们的人生里，哎，我们应该去做的。当主耶稣救了我们以后，这是我们这些人应该是要存怜悯。
We love people with a deep sense of concern for them, affection for them, and desire to bring them happiness and peace and joy in their distresses.
所以我们要爱人的呢，我们是非常的极度的关心他，给他们带来极大的喜乐和平安。
Kindness, humility, all of these are things that Jesus had and lived. Gentleness and patience.
忍耐的心,
bear with each other. I think that simply means you be sympathetic with people when they are in trial. Bear with them.
因为要包容他们,这个简单的说就是当, 别人在受试炼的时候,你要去包容他们。
And forgive them whatever they have done. Be a forgiving person.
所以呢,饶恕他们,不管他们对你做了什么,做一个能饶恕人的人。
And then verse 14 says, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
第十四节继续说,在一切之外要存着爱心,爱心就是联络全德的。
And lastly, verse 15 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
所以呢,在15节的时候呢, 要叫基督的平安的心在你心里做主。
This way of thinking leads to peace, which is to be not just there in the background, it is to be in the foreground of our lives.
这样的想法呢,会把你带来平安, 不光是在你的人生里面的后面,也是在人生的前面。
Alright, so sometimes you think about what's going on in life, and you say, you know, I'm not at peace, I'm deeply troubled, and peace just runs from you.
有时候呢,在你人生中,你会说呢,我没有平安,我只有苦难,然后平安从你身上溜走。
Sometimes at that point you ask the question, is God frustrated? Is God at peace because of this?
I think God at thank you. Here and
here. Okay, so the question is, if I'm not at peace, is God at peace?
所以呢,如果说呢,有时候就是这个问题就是如果我没平安,神是有平安的吗?
Sometimes you wake up in the morning and you say, oh dear, I am so terribly distressed.
因为有时候呢,你早晨起来你就说,哎呀,我今天太难受了。
Sometimes you might ask yourself, if I'm this distressed, is God this distressed?
因为有时候呢,你说的,如果我有那种忧患,那么神有忧患吗?
Oh, you say, oh no, no, God's not upset. He knows what he's doing.
你为什么,不,神,他不会感到沮丧,
and then the comment comes, well, if God's not upset, why are you upset?
因为这个就是道理就是这样的,如果神他不感到沮丧,
when I was a little boy, I used to have lots of problems.
啊,这个小男孩的时候呢,
I would go to my daddy, I would tell him the problem, and he would say, all right, but I was always amazed. My daddy wasn't as upset as I was. Now, frankly, if my daddy had been upset as I was, I'd probably still be running.
因为如果呢,有时候呢,如果我的父亲跟我一样这样的沮丧的话,我可能仍然会。I
would say, this is going to be a huge problem. If my daddy is upset, we are in deep trouble.
因为我想呢,如果我的父亲也感到沮丧的时候呢,那我们就有大麻烦了。But
God is not upset. God is at peace.
其实神呢,他并不沮丧,
if you were to meet Jesus on the street today, Do you think that he would be smiling?
如果你今天在街上碰到主耶稣，你认为他在微笑吗？
Does he not know the problems?
他不知道有问题吗？
Yeah, he knows them better than you and me. But if he were to see us, he would smile at us.
他比你们，我们更知道苦难。但是他如果看见我们，他的微笑一直会在他脸上。
And I think if he were to see me on the street, he'd put his arm around me and he'd say, Harold, you relax. Everything's going to be okay.
如果我认为他在我的接受者主耶稣，主耶稣就会用他的手臂挽着我说，哈尔的放松，一切都会没问题的。
Now the verse says, let the peace of God rule in your heart.
所以呢，积极说呢。 让神的那个平安在你心里做主。
The peace of God is there.
神的平安在呢。
But it's not easy for us to let that peace rule.
但对我们来说，这样去做并不容易，去让神的平安来主宰我们的心。
That's what we've got to do.
这就是我们要去做。
And sometimes it's very hard.
有时候非常难做。
Now the question, of course, is, how do you get to be a colossal Christian?
所以呢，问题就是这样的， 你怎么样可以成为一个巨人基督徒？
Answer, you live this.
答案就是你把这些都活出来。
It's on the page, and that's wonderful.
这个呢，只是在一页的书上，这是非常。
Somehow we've got to get it from the page to the heart.
有时候呢，我们要把这个从页上放到你的心里去。
And that's not always the easiest thing to do.
这个呢，通常不是一件容易的事儿去做。
So how then do you do it?
所以呢，那你怎么去做呢？
Verse 16 again. Let the word of Christ, verse 15 rather. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace and be thankful.
第十五节继续说，愿这基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
So, you let the peace of God rule in your heart, and then you remember that as members of the body, you're called to be at peace with them.
你要记得神的平安呢，在你心里掌权，然后呢，你又成为一体，然后你就会蒙召。
So there's no point in my saying, all right, I'm at peace with God, it's just you that I don't like.
因为这个是完全没有道理的，你说我在神里有平安，但是我不喜欢你。
No, no, no. I'm at peace with God, and by the grace of God, I'm going to be at peace with you, because you see, we're all members of the same body.
因为我在神里有平安呢，接着神的恩典，我应该跟你有平安，因为我们都是神的，在神里归为一体。
And then the next verse says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
所以第十六节说呢，让各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
So how powerful should that word of Christ in us be?
所以呢，有多大的权能呢？那个神的基督的话在我们心里呢？
Well, it should be in our lives so much that it's in the thoughts. And we let the word of Christ rule in our thoughts.
这个不光是在我们的人生里，是在我们思想里。我们要让基督的话掌控我们的思想。
How richly do they rule in our thoughts?
这有多么的 掌控我们的思想呢？
And it's to the point where we are continually teaching and admonishing one another. We've got to teach, we've got to correct, we've got to encourage, we've got to render enthusiastic. We're continually teaching the truth of God.
这个是在我们教导神的真理里面，我们继续的颂赞，我们彼此的教导，互相劝诫，这样呢，我们继续教导神的真理。
If you like, it's that the word of God is so much in us that it keeps spilling out.
因为如果你spilling out，你说呢？
It keeps spilling over the top.
所以你说我们在神的话在我们的身体里面有多么的满呢，它甚至都溢出来。Okay,
and it comes out with wisdom.
这个呢是带着智慧。When
people speak to you, they should be impressed with the wisdom of God that comes out of your life.
因为当人和你交谈的时候呢， 他们会感到惊奇的是呢，神的智慧从你的人生里出来了。And
it also says, as you sing psalms, as you sing hymns, as you sing spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts.
继续说呢，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
So keep on filling yourself with the truth of God to the point that it's in you and it's singing in you. Get a promise of God and encourage yourself with it and sing it and sing it to other people.
一定要把那个神的真理一直在你里面充满，然后你开始唱。 你唱，你去歌颂神，你向其他的人唱，你就要歌唱。
Now that doesn't always come naturally.
这个呢，并不是会自然发生的。
But it's the way to hope and peace and joy and colossal living.
因为这是去那里的平安，那个喜乐。
So we take all of these thoughts and somehow they have got to result in music in our hearts.
因为我们要把这些所有的放在我们心里，有时候呢，它的结果结出来的就是在我们人生里变成了音乐。
The Christian church is in great distress today because we cannot get together for the music that we should be enjoying.
因为呢，今天的基督徒的教会呢，有很大的一个压力在这里，就是说我们不能聚在一起去欣赏我们通常去欣赏那样的音乐。
There is a music that comes into the ears.
因为这有那些音乐呢，进到你的耳朵里。
And it's often very nice.
通常呢，这个是很好。
There's a music that comes out of the mouth.
因为有那些音乐呢，从你嘴里出来。
And it is sometimes pretty nice. Some of us don't make as sweet music as we used to, but there's still something there.
那有时候呢是很美妙的，但是有些人呢，他唱歌唱的并不好，所以听起来没那么好听。
But there is also a music in the heart.
所以呢，通常呢，在心里呢，有那样的颂歌音乐。
Now that's what we're going after.
这是我们后面要讲的。
Doesn't matter what comes in the ear, doesn't matter what it sounds like when it comes out of the mouth. All that matters is there is music in the heart.
因为不管是什么样的音乐和歌曲进到你耳朵，什么样的歌曲音乐从你的嘴里出来，但是通常呢，在你的内心里有一个美妙的音乐。
And you can imagine that some of the circumstances of life could be so hard that you would have music in your heart, even in the sorrows and distresses of life.
你可以想象一下，在你的人生中碰到极大的苦难，就算你有极大的痛苦和极大的那种悲伤，但是呢，在你的内心里一定要有那个音乐。
What would you have done if you were in Philippian jail with your backs bleeding in the stocks at midnight? What would you have been doing?
如果你当时在腓立比的监狱里，然后你的背上被已经打伤了，那是在半夜里你会做什么呢？
Paul says to Silas, let's sing.
保罗和希拉说，我们来唱歌吧。
Now, frankly, I don't think I would have done that.
你坦率地说，我不会那么。
I would have said, this is too tough. This is too miserable. I can't do that.
我会跟自己说，这太难了，这太痛苦了，我不会这么去做。
And I told you about my friend who is in the Turkish jail. And he was there in midnight. And he said, Paul and Silas sang in prison at midnight. I am going to sing in prison at midnight.
因为我告诉大家一个故事，就是我的朋友在土耳其的监狱里的时候呢，他说保罗希拉在监狱里唱歌，所以我也要在半夜里在监狱里唱歌。
Hey, God is a wonderful God. God blessed him in that Turkish prison in Istanbul that night, just as God helped Paul and Silas in the Philippian prison at midnight.
所以呢，那个神是奇妙的神，他那个在那个时候给了那个我的朋友在土耳其监狱里极大的福气，就跟神赐福给保罗希拉，当他们在腓立比监狱的时候。
So the verse is, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
这个是呢，让基督的道丰丰富富的存在你们的心里面。
How valuable is the word of Christ?
基督的话有多大的价值呢？
Some people would say, well, I paid $15 for that Bible.
有些人说呢，我花了15块钱买那个圣经。
My uncle was in Germany many years ago, and he lost his Bible.
因为我的叔叔很多年前他在日本，他丢了他的圣经。
He went for 3 days with no Bible.
就是在三天里面他没有圣经。
It was among the hardest days of his life.
因为就在他人生里是最艰难的日子。
After 3 days, he said to me, Harold, I have lost my Bible. Can you lend me a Bible?
因为三天以后他跟我说 Harold, 我的圣经丢了，你可不可以借我一本圣经？
And so I said to him, yes, I'll give you this Bible. You can give it back to me when we get to Vancouver in many months' time. So I lent him my Bible.
因为我说我可以借给你，但是当我们回到温哥华以后你要还给我。
It was as if I'd given him $1 million.
这就相当于我给了他$100,000。
He was so happy. How valuable is the word of Christ?
因为他非常高兴。那么基督的话有多大的价值呢？
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, so that when you have deep trouble, you can still sing.
因为让神的基督的道丰丰富存在你的心里，当你有大麻烦的时候你仍然会歌唱。
Okay, let the word of Christ dwell in you so richly that it still flows out in joy to others as it flows in joy to your own heart.
今天让基督的道丰丰富存在里面，要多丰富的让它溢出来，溢出来是给别人带来喜乐，同样让你自己的心里存着喜乐。
All right, verse 17 says, and whatever you do, whether in word or do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father through him.
第十七节说,
What's all that about?
讲的什么呢?
Called Secrets of Colossal Living.
因为这里就被称为是一个成为巨大的这样一个生命的奥秘。
You do this and you'll grow as a great colossus for the glory of God.
你如果这么去做呢,你就会成长,成长得越来越巨大,为了神的荣耀。
All right, well, that's our story for today. We'll leave it there till next week. But these are not simply ideas. These are not just good suggestions. These are the secrets of colossal living.
所以呢，这个呢，我们今天就在这里停着。这个不是一个简单的建议，也不是简单的主意，这是一个奥秘。奥秘这样，如果我们这么去做，我们就会有一个巨人的人生。And
the blessings that flow from them are going to be great and bountiful, both for you and for the Lord and for the world around you.
因为这样呢，你如果这么去行的话，神的赐福呢就会完完全落在你身上，然后为你也带给你周围的人一个主带的荣耀。All
right, let's have a word of prayer.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the simple truths of God.
主啊，我们要感谢您这个神的简单的真理。
Implied in all that we consider today, Lord, are the great promises of God. You've told us that if we live this, you will bless us.
您告诉我们,
and Lord, we're praying that you will come in and bless us.
主啊，我们祷告您会来，并且赐福给我们。
We don't want to live minuscule Christian living, Lord. We would like to be large and beautiful and glorious for Jesus.
我们不想去活出一个微不足道的人生，我们要活出一个巨大的，为了神的荣誉、神的荣耀、神的所有的一切。
So help us, we pray.
请帮助我们，我们今天祷告。
Bless us each one, Lord, according to our need. Cause us to come closer to you, not farther away.
请赐福给我们所有的我们人生的需求，让我们更靠近您，而不是远离您。
And we ask these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们祈求这些奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen. Amen.